Let me ask you this. I mean, looking back over several decades of this stuff, what do you think drives innovation? We've mentioned that it's got a lot to do with small companies and their structure, their freedom, people's freedom to work within them. But what do you think the motivations are? Is it, there are different models, there's demand driven, there's technology push, there's all these different things. But what do you see as driving? Other people have mentioned, in terms of demand, there's a lot of emphasis on military demand. The military were demanding miniaturized circuits early on, so that's been noted as a sort of spur to encourage people to work in that area, and so thus a kind of source of innovation.
Yeah, that's a highly debatable issue. Is it market or demand driven, or is it more technology engineering driven? And then the third element of that is what's the motivation of the people? If I could probably address that better. I think my feeling about the motivation of people, why do people work harder and do better and more inventive in a small company? I think it's couple things there. One is that I think they do have more freedom, more flexibility than have eight levels of management looking down over their shoulder. That's one aspect. The second aspect is people do tend to get, if you like, fall in love with the project just without the financial side involved at all. I think a lot of the of reasons that Simtek has survived as long as it has is that people really feel that this NVS RAM is quite a unique product and don't want to give up on it. Mm-hmm. But third, and I think may sound greedy, but the overwhelming thing is the idea of ownership, ability to create a stake for yourself, make some money, mm-hmm. very in raw terms. That the not that you can't make money in a big company, get big salaries and so forth, but the idea of really owning a significant ownership position in a company, that if the company is successful, you're successful. Mm-hmm. In fact, I preach to the people that I deal with that I don't consider any startup anything successful unless the people doing it make some money out of it. Mm-hmm. This idea that, oh, it was a big success, but I didn't make any money. We had to give up on it or something. I don't consider that a success. Mm-hmm. The measure to me of success of a new company is, did the shareholders, the entrepreneurs, and the financiers, everybody needs to make money on this, not just a few people, but as I said, even Mrs. Thatcher made money off of in-laws. So, mm-hmm. So I consider the financial side of it extremely important. It's a very strong motivator. And particularly if it's coupled with, fun, doing something you like, you feel like you're a David and Goliath situation. There's a lot of that as well, but I would not minimize the economic drive.